All right, good morning to you. And 8:24 here at the farm. Graham Cadell checking in here with you. And 33 degrees, and I think I cut my guest off. Oh, no, I did. Let's see here. Maybe she'll call back here in just a second. All right, we're going to talk with Kim Yokel here this morning. And here, she's calling back now. Hey, Kim, good morning. Is that you?
Yeah, I'm somehow sorry. We got disconnected.
Yeah, that was me. That was my fault. I hit the wrong button, okay?
Okay.
All right, I've got you. Just to let you know, we're on the air now, so we're live here on the air, and this is Kim Yokel from Ski Sugar Mountain over in Banner Elk, and it's interesting that you call on such a beautiful morning here with lots of ice and snow in the forecast, Kim. How are you this morning? Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, we've had a lot of ice and rain and snizzle and all kinds of stuff over here as well, but everything is clearing up. I think I'm looking out the window right now. We can see clear into Tennessee and down towards the Boone area.
Right.
So it looks like we've got a break in the weather, and it's going to warm up a little bit, so icing hopefully won't be much of an issue as the day goes on.
That's right. Okay, let me give you a little bit better introduction for folks that don't know. You and your husband, Gunther, own and operate Sugar Mountain there in Banner Elk, correct?
Yes, that's right.
All right. You guys have been doing that for quite a while. We'll talk more about that in just a minute, but we're awfully excited to have you in here this morning because, Kim, I did not know this before actually meeting with you and talking with you a few times, that you are a book author.
Yes, I started writing in around 2013, seriously. Before that, I had really done no serious writing. I kept a journal when I was younger.
Right.
I do write a lot of the press releases and so forth, and the literature and language for Sugar Mountain's website and brochure and press releases and so forth, but didn't really start writing books until 2013.
All right, good deal. Well, I was impressed. I'll be honest with you, the book we're talking about here this morning, it's a fiction book. It's called Hardly Easy. And well, let me just ask you a little bit about it to start with here. How long has this book been out, Kim? When was it published?
It was just published January 11th, somewhere around there, January 12th, something around there. So just this year, it's only been out about a month.
Oh, okay, so it's a new read, so to speak, and like I told some folks, I came to see you recently. I had the opportunity to ski with you, and before that you said, you know, let's talk a little bit about what you do as far as these books go, because I had no idea until I started receiving your emails, and lo and behold, here you are, and you're an author, and you've put out a couple of other books as well, and it's all about flying, so you have a big interest in flying, is that correct?
Yeah, right, and that's how that's what really started and got me excited and inspired to write. I took flying lessons and started in 2013, and oddly, I was a scared student when I took flying lessons. I took it to overcome fear,
right,
and in order to sort of go through therapy to get through the next lesson to ensure that I was safe and so forth, I would write my flying experience lessons down on paper. And sooner or later, a month or so after I had completed my flying lessons and gotten my pilot's license,
right,
I took all of these pieces of paper, all of these notes I had made, and I had a lot of them. So someone had suggested I write a book, and I was not really excited about that because I had never written a book before, and that seems like a gargantuan and scary task.
Right.
But I did it. I dived into it, and that's how my first book, The Aviatrix Fly Like a Girl, came about, and that's how my writing, you know, continued on because I became a pilot.
All right, good deal. So leading into this book here, the first two, The Aviatrix Fly Like a Girl and Fly Baby, the story of an American girl. Now, I've not read those personally, but now I'm more inclined to do so because of this book right here, Hardly Easy. And I see why you were so inspired to write this particular book. I mean, it's very interesting.
Yeah, so when I, as a result of flying, I became part of certain organizations. One was the 99s, which is an all-female organization of pilots around the world, actually. And there's a chapter over here in Johnson City, Tennessee at the Tri-City Airport, and we're called the Appalachian Aviatrixes. And our group put together a fun patch day for Girl Scouts where we host a day for Girl Scouts to come out and learn about aviation. We had a lot of different stations there. And to make a long story short, I gave my books to all of the Girl Scouts who attended. I gave them the Aviatrix, Fly Like a Girl.
Right.
And when I was driving home, I thought to myself, the book is really not, it doesn't really speak to kids and young people. It's more about a middle-aged woman learning how to fly. It may be interesting to some of those girls, but I wanted to, I didn't know of a book out there that talked to kids about aviation and all of the incredible opportunities that are afforded when you get involved in aviation. You don't have to be a pilot. There are so many things that I learned about as I was journeying through becoming a pilot, and there's so many employment opportunities from being, you know, a medevac on a helicopter or a CFI, a certified flight instructor, or an air traffic controller, or working at an airport. We don't have a lot of opportunity to learn about aviation. So when you're young, you want to find out all kinds of things to see what you'd like to do in life. And so that's why I wrote Hardly Easy, to bring to young kids many of the things that aviation can bring to your life, not only the joy of learning to fly or the joy of flying, but all the other things that come about with aviation. So that's that was the idea and the incentive to write Hardly Easy. And I had already written all my other two books, which were nonfiction narratives, and they already covered most of my life. And when I finished those, I really didn't have much to write in terms of nonfiction.
Right.
So I thought, I miss writing, so let's try fiction. So that's how that all came about. I wanted to continue with writing.
Okay, well, that's a nice setup and all the information there. Really a neat story, which leads me to the actual book here, Hardly Easy. And when we were talking about it, you know, I told you I'm not a big reader. I just, it's hard for me to get through so many pages at one time, but I'm more of an audible guy, obviously, for the profession I work in. But this book is really a good read, fiction book. Let's talk about it a little bit, and I want to ask you, you know, the setting, you say, in a nearby town in Asheville, North Carolina. Can you tell us a little bit, a little detail, kind of the thinking in writing this book?
Well, I, you know, most writers write what they know, and so I'm one of those writers. And I wrote, you know, what I knew. I took a lot of my own flying experiences. I took the geography here.
Right.
It's not easy to learn how to fly in the mountains. It's not easy to fly in the mountains. So I wanted to make that part of the book because that makes it interesting. It makes it more challenging. So I took a lot of what I knew, and I just incorporated it into a book. I took a lot of my life stories from growing up because this, like I said, it's the young adult book.
Right.
And though the audience of a young adult book is 14 to 18, I've had so many older people read it too who've said, you know, it's just not for young adults. It is obviously great, and it speaks to the young adult audience, but so many people older appreciated the book as well. It's, the geography is all up and down the southern Appalachian Mountains.
Okay.
From the Boone area to Ashe County. I've flown many times into the Ashe County Airport.
Okay.
It's one of the most challenging airports, in the area too. So the geography covers all from Asheville all the way, up to Ashe County.
In writing this story here, or I should say in reading the story, I felt like I was right along with Charlie. Charlie is one of the girls in the story. Her name is Charlotte, and Anastasia is the other. They go by Charlie and Annie, respectively, there as the characters in the book. I felt like I was riding shotgun the entire book with Charlotte.
Yeah, thank you. That's such a wonderful compliment because, you know, as a writer, you want the reader to dive in and be a part of what you're writing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's wonderful. And I've heard that from a number of people. A lot of people get up to fly in a little airplane, and for you to say that you've experienced it, you know, that's wonderful.
These two girls are very, the way they were written in the book, very smart students, obviously, seniors in high school, straight A students, the whole nine yards. And one girl aspires to get her pilot's license and to go on and fly for the Navy. That is Charlie. And of course, Annie had an aspiration to get I believe if I'm right on this, an internship with NASA. And she does so at the end of the book, and all the characters involved. It's a family affair, no doubt about it. Again, it's just a real feel-good read about two twins, and come to find out, you're a twin yourself, correct?
I am a twin, and I'm glad you brought up the point about the girls being smart. You know, there's a lot of books out there where young kids aren't portrayed as smart.
Mm-hmm.
And my experience today at Sugar Mountain and the employees we have and just the young people I'm around, kids today, and I'm sure in my time and in your time, they're very smart. They're very intelligent. And I wanted to bring that to the forefront. I wanted people to realize that our younger generation, they are very smart. They have a lot of ambition. They are driven. They are disciplined. And I really wanted that to come through in the book because that should be celebrated. We hear a lot about, you know, the challenges and difficulties that kids have and stuff. And Charlotte and Annie both face difficulties, but they respond with intelligence because they're good kids. And so I really wanted to emphasize that. But yes, to answer your question, I am a twin. So I took a lot of what the book is written. The book has a lot that talks about twins and twins' trickery and how twins think. And
right.
So I did take that from personal experience.
Sorry, I didn't mean to step on you there.
You go ahead.
I was just going to say the twin aspect of I've always wanted to have that opportunity, the twin trickery. Yeah, that's a mouthful for me to say, but I've got to ask you, is that something you and your sister did growing up?
You know, we did. My sister was the instigator. I was the follower. She was always the leader.
Right.
and so, yeah, I was always the one who was a little more cautious. But she always assured me that, you know, we need to do this. It's fun. We're twins. Let's go. You know, let's have fun with people, with ourselves. And it always worked out well. We didn't overdo it, but we had a lot of fun with it. And you know, a lot of times we fed right into people. People would instigate, not intentionally, but you know, they would behave silly. They would ask silly questions, and so we would. You know, twins are mischievous.
What, in closing here this morning, what else do I need to ask you about the book? In all honesty, just tell folks to read it. It's a short book. It's a good read, very entertaining, and like I say, well-read. So what else do I need to ask about it or mention about it?
You can get it. It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It's available locally at the Mass General Store.
Okay.
At Grandfather Mountain. It's available at Fred's on Beach Mountain, and I haven't ventured over to Ashe County to see if there's a retail outlet that would love to carry it. But if I can find a bookstore in Ashe County, I'd love to put it over there to make it available. And I also have a website, Kimberly Yocel, KimberlyJocl.com, so you can find out places that it's available there too. Or you can email me, Kim@KimberlyYocel.com, and I can sell you one that way.
All right. So the last name, just so people understand, it's spelled J-O-C, but it's pronounced Yocel.
Yeah, J-O-C-H-L.
Okay. Just like you want to say Jocel, but it is actually Yocel with a Y sound, correct?
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So, Kim, well, let me step aside from the book here. Thank you so much for the insight on the book here. It's a well-read book, like I mentioned, and I encourage folks to read it at their leisure. Let me ask you real quickly about the ski season. I just want to tell you, first and foremost, thank you to you and your husband and your staff there at Sugar Mountain for allowing us to be a part of some of the fantastic ticket giveaways we've been doing for a couple of years now. So thank you very much. I just wanted to express that to you.
Well, we appreciate working with you, the people over in Ashe County. We encourage and invite them to come over and ski. It's a wonderful outlet during this time. We're very, very conscientious about enforcing COVID guidelines that we've put in place. And we've seen a great turnout. People are so excited and happy to have a place that they can come and be active outside.
No doubt about it. Well, you guys, this is a super year as far as the weather goes. I know you're taking advantage of it. I'm guessing all the slopes are open, and come see you guys, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have all 21 slopes open. 5 to 7 lifts are open, depending on the crowds. We have a 37 to 91-inch base, and we've had a wonderful winter in terms of snow. We have already 76 inches of natural snow. Hopefully, a little bit more to come before the winter season is done. But yeah, terrific experience. Everything is open today. We start our spider sample sale in the sports shop, which means 30% off all of the sample items, the 2022 samples for Spider. So we got a lot going on here, but again, we're creating a safe environment and very conscientious of what we need to do in order to comply with all of the guidelines that we are, you know, required to follow.
All right. Again, her name is Kim Yokel, and she and her husband, Gunther Yokel, there, owner-operator of Ski Sugar Mountain, also now an author. Hardly Easy is the book. Kim, as always, it's a pleasure speaking with you. Until our paths cross again, thanks, and you have a safe day, okay?
Thank you. You too, Graham. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.